You may have heard on our show or others about data manipulation allegations against cancer scientists at Dana-Farber, the prestigious research center. Now, as Dana-Farber reviews about 60 papers, universities and journals are scrambling to protect themselves from fraud accusations and to prevent data problems in advance. For more, let's bring in Angus Chen. He's a reporter with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Angus, hello.
Hey, Scott.
So you have reported, we've spoken to you about the allegations against Dana-Farber, the cancer researchers, which we'll talk about. But first of all, you report that research centers, academic publications more broadly are working to find or prevent problems in their studies and data. What are you learning about what they're doing?
Yeah, so I think a lot of universities and academic journals are starting to use the same tools that data sleuths, image sleuths are using to find errors in the first place. So that's like AI, image analysis tools. Examples might be Prufig or ImageTwin to try to like spot these duplications and stop them from entering the final manuscript before it's published.
And what are these AI tools? Like if an image is copied and pasted, the AI will find it. Is that the idea?
Yeah, exactly. So like there are experiments where the result is literally like an image, and these tools will check to see if any of these images are duplicated or like copy and pasted in ways that are inappropriate or like improperly labeled or something, duplicated in a way that's not supposed to be. And if it is, if it sees something that's like sort of identical in these experimental results, it'll alert the software user. So universities and journals are doing this to try to help, more easily screen papers for potential errors in this manner.
Yeah, and try to find them perhaps before they go out in a publication or before a university kind of releases it. Now, it sounds pretty egregious, right, if an image is copied and pasted or photoshopped. But help us understand, in some cases, could it be actual fraud, but in other cases, they could be inadvertent?
Yeah, that's definitely right. I mean, I think when people are making scientific papers, there's a lot of complex figures that draw on, years of data, tons of experiments and files. And so it's easy to imagine how someone could accidentally take the wrong file twice and put it into the paper. It's not that they're trying to deliberately deceive the reader. They've just accidentally grabbed the wrong image twice, or they've grabbed the wrong file twice and put it into the paper. There was a study done by the Journal of Clinical Investigation that found that when they looked for errors in about 200 manuscripts that were submitted to their journal, about 27.5% of those studies had image problems, but almost all of them seemed to be accidental issues. Only, I think, in that paper, they found only about 1% of papers appeared to be deliberately altered or fabricated or have sort of what they called more serious transgressions.
Now, as we're waiting for Dana-Farber to come back, because they're poring over some 60 papers that their researchers have done, we're seeing more allegations of research misconduct reported to the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, more than doubled over a decade. Is this because we're seeing more actual problems, or are we just looking harder for them?
I think it's that we have more tools now. So the tools to look for these problems have become more ubiquitous. And so it looks like there's a lot right now, but it's really like because people are looking across time for potential issues.
Yeah. And Angus, finally, for those who say, boy, this is these allegations are roping in Dana-Farber. There are some against, famous names like Dan Ariely, the behavioral economist. For people who say, oh my goodness, so much is fabricated, I can't trust the science anymore. I can't trust the cancer science anymore. What's the response from those who are kind of watching this? Is there evidence for widespread misconduct, or for now, not yet?
I think what we see in some of the data is that most of the science that's out there is not fabricated, at least not deliberately, sort of willfully fabricated. Most science is done by people who are honest and trustworthy people with integrity. I think it's important to think about, when you look at scientific results, to always keep in mind that science is also just an imperfect process. The peer review is an imperfect process. Confidence in science really comes from multiple people, multiple labs using multiple different methods to replicate results. And, that has nothing to do with fabrication, really. I would also say that the reason why, you know, people have an incentive to cheat in the first place is because academic papers are really the currency of academia, of science. You know, the more papers you have, the more high profile papers you have,
that is
the better
how you
your
succeed,
career is going to be.
Right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so I think an important question for, you know, to the field of science right now is, how can we change that? Like, how can we change the culture of science so that this incentive doesn't exist? Is there a better way to do academic publishing and a better way to do academic reward?
We've been talking to Angus Chen, cancer reporter with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Angus, thanks as always.
Thanks, Scott. Glad to be here.